we need to, we come to the throne of grace to obtain mercy and help in our time of need. I want to speak about the role of the Holy Spirit today and how important, critically important, it is for each and every one of us to have His help. It was God's intention that the Holy Spirit would be left here on earth to look after us, to guide us, to direct us. And yet, far too often, people don't understand how to relate to the Holy Spirit, what His role is exactly, and how He will lead and how He will guide us. There's a scripture in John chapter 14, verse 26, that for so many years puzzled me, because I thought, if this is true, then how does it work and why do we need pastors or teachers? Jesus said, in verse 25, "These things I've spoken to you while being present with you, but the Helper, the Paraclete, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name to take my place, He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I have said to you." And I would read that and think, He will teach you all things. How's He going to do that? And if He does, why do I need anybody else to teach me? Doesn't that make sense? Sort of. When you think about it, He said He will teach you all things. All things. And bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. And then I realized that He's referencing here what He told the disciples. But it's more than that. He's also referencing the things that I said to you through the Bible. So it's not simply the words that Jesus spoke to His disciples. It is the words that He spoke through the Word of God. That's what the Holy Spirit is going to bring to our remembrance. He'll instruct us in all things, teach us all things, bring to my remembrance and your remembrance everything that Jesus said. Well, that's a lot of stuff. That's a lot of stuff. So, what instructions, what's He going to bring? What is He going to bring?
How to live.
How to live, okay, yeah, that's good. Well, He tells us, He says, "I'm going to bring to your remembrance all the things that I have said to you," or all the things that I've said. And He's going to teach me all things. How's that going to work? How is the Holy Spirit going to teach me all things? How's He going to teach you all things? It must be true because God said it. So how does that work? How does the Holy Spirit teach us all things? Have you ever wondered that? Or am I the only one who's ever wondered that?
Is that by talking in tongues and hand talking to you?
Okay. What else? Anyone ever struggled with that statement? He will teach you all things?
See, it's an interpretation of Scripture.
Sorry, say again?
Interpretation of Scripture.
Interpretation of Scripture. How is He going to teach you all things? All things.
How to apply Scripture to your life.
How to apply. He's going to teach you how to apply Scripture to your life. Yeah?
He'll teach us when we need it.
He'll teach us when we need it.
Spirit to spirit.
Spirit to spirit. What's the process, though? What is the process to go from "He will teach me all things," and then to get to the place where now I know it? Absolutely, that's part of it. Yep. In John chapter 15, verse 26, we get another insight into how the Holy Spirit reveals himself in teaching all things. John chapter 15, verse 26. "But when he, the Helper, comes, whom I shall send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will testify of me." He will testify of me. What does that mean? He will testify of me.
Speak on behalf.
Speak on behalf. Okay. What else?
Open our eyes to see Jesus. Or remind us of the things Jesus said.
Stop. Say again.
Remind us of the things that Jesus said.
That's exactly where he's going to. When he's going to testify about Jesus, what he's going to do here, the word testify means to give evidence. He's going to give evidence. He's going to bear witness. He's going to be a witness. He's going to give his testimony. All these words come under testify. He's going to confirm, prove, corroborate, and substantiate the things about Jesus. The role of the Holy Spirit is to reveal, implement, confirm, and substantiate the truth about Jesus. What truth? What truth?
He's the way, the truth, and the life.
He is the way, the truth, and the life. What else?
He's our healer, provider.
He's our Savior. He's our Savior. So the Holy Spirit, one of the things Jesus said, the Holy Spirit, is he will convict us of sin, of our need for a Savior. So he is saying to us, you need Jesus. You need Jesus. That is the beginning of the process. You need Jesus. And unfortunately for some, they stop there. But he's got a whole slew of other things to reveal to us. We read that Jesus bore our infirmities and carried away our diseases. How did he do that? How does that work? See, that's where the Holy Spirit, he begins to reveal and confirm that the sickness that is attacking your body, God didn't send it to you. God didn't send cancer, heart disease, whatever kind of disease you want to talk about. The devil did. But the Holy Spirit's role is to reveal to us, to you personally, that Jesus himself really did bear that sickness. And you shouldn't be having it in your body or in your mind or in any other part of it. His role is to bear witness in testimony about Jesus, what Jesus has accomplished. What has Jesus done for you specifically and has now made available directly to you? From the new birth to healing, to prosperity, to grace, to mercy, to joy, to peace, to whatever it is that you need, that God said you can have. So what's implicit in this? What's understood from this? There's a very key ingredient in this, without which this all becomes meaningless.
If we're not listening to the Holy Spirit.
If we're not reading the Word. If we're not reading and meditating in the Word on a regular basis, the Holy Spirit has nothing to work with. Nothing. And if we're reading it superficially, mostly what will result from that is frustration. We'll see something that is promised in the Word. It's like looking at a store, but you have no money. And you think, I'd like this, and this, and this, and I really need this, but I can't afford any of it. When we are looking at the promises of God superficially, we can't lay hold of them. We have got to lay hold of the Word of God. That allows the Holy Spirit to take that Word and water it. Take that Word and help it to become real inside of us. Because it's a process. When that Word starts in us, it doesn't come in as a full tree. How does it come in? It's a seed. It's a seed. And in fact, I believe it's in Mark here. Let me just see. Mark chapter 4, if I'm not mistaken. Well, first of all, yeah, Mark 4. Verse 22, Jesus said, "There is nothing hidden which will not be revealed, nor has anything been kept secret but that it should come to light. If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear." What's the criteria? Ears to hear. "Then he said to them, take heed what you hear." Take heed. "With the same measure that you use..." What does that mean? Same measure you use. What are you hearing when you see that? Take heed what you hear. With the same measure you use,
as much as you put in.
If you listen to the Word while you're doing your homework, reading something, watching TV, you're not taking heed. And it will pass through and just continue on. And it's saying here, with the same measure that you use, it will be measured to you. In other words, you reap what you sow. If you sow sparingly, you will reap sparingly. And then it goes on to say that you who hear, more will be given. For whoever has, to him more will be given. But whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him. What does that mean? What do you hear when you hear that?
Use it or lose it.
Louder.
Use it or lose it.
That's pretty much it. If you don't meditate on it, if you don't apply it into your life, it will drift away. Not overnight, perhaps, but it will drift away. You'll lose it. And you won't even know you've lost it because it'll be gone. But one day it'll be gone. And then he goes on to say, verse 26 is talking about the kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter or sow seed in the ground. So it's the Word is a seed. And then in verse 28 it says, "For the earth yields crops by itself. First the blade, then the head, and after that the full grain in the head." Okay, there it is, basically saying, comes as a seed. Comes as a seed. You hear something, the Spirit of God quickens something, it comes as a seed. What we do with that seed after determines whether it produces any fruit in our life. And the Holy Spirit, part of His role is to bring life to that seed, to help it, to help it. See, in John chapter 16, I believe it is, verses 12. Jesus said, I still have many things to say to you, but you can't bear them now. You can't. In other words, if I were to tell you everything right now, you wouldn't get it. You're not able to. Why aren't they able to? One reason. They don't have the Holy Spirit yet. They have not been born again. They don't have the Spirit of God inside of them. What does that tell us? It says that without the Holy Spirit, you can't grasp the Word of God properly. You can't understand the Word of God properly. That's not to say you can't get anything out of it. But if you want to get into the depths of God, you must have the help of the Holy Spirit. That's what he's saying. But you will need the help of the Holy Spirit to be able to grasp and understand. Let's go on here. Verse 13, however, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. Now, see, the word there is guide, not drive. Guide. We have to be willing participants on this trip. You have to have a hunger and a thirst for the things of God. For he will not speak of his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. He will tell you things to come. What things? Things that you need to know for your life. The Holy Spirit is going to reveal to you the things that Jesus has accomplished for you. How's he going to do that? Well, when you're reading the Word and you come across something that talks about Jesus and what he's done, the Holy Spirit illuminates that. He illuminates it and says, pay attention. Pay attention here. This is important for your life. And then he says, he will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All things that the Father has are mine, and therefore I said that he, the Holy Spirit, will take of mine and declare it to you. So he's telling us right there that the Father and Jesus are going to share their wisdom and accomplishments with the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is going to bring this wisdom, knowledge to you. That's a pretty big promise, isn't it? Considering God the Father and Jesus know everything. They know everything. They're going to share it with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will share it with you if you pay attention. If you embrace it, if you say, I want that, I want that. And you give yourself to it. You give yourself to understanding. That's pretty amazing. It's actually quite amazing. So we start with the promise, where he will instruct us or teach us all things. And then he tells us that the Holy Spirit will testify, give evidence about Jesus. Tell us what's available. Then he says to us, the Holy Spirit is going to guide us into these truths that he says when he says that Jesus is your healer, he doesn't just say, Jesus is your healer, hope you find out how. He doesn't do that. He says, Jesus is your healer, and this is how it works. But you have to invest yourself into that. And the final step is in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, which we've talked about before, but hopefully today it's a little more meaningful. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. First of all, in verse 7 it says, it's a hidden wisdom. So it's not a wisdom you can have with your intellect. And verses 9 and 10 says, God's revealing this hidden wisdom. What is the hidden wisdom? All the things I just talked about. Promises of God. The things that the Father and Jesus know, that they've imparted to the Holy Spirit, which He's now ready to impart to you, as you're able to receive. So how is the Holy Spirit going to let you know the things that have been freely given to you by God? See, no one, verse 11 says, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. Verse 12 says, we received the Holy Spirit so that we could know the things that have been freely given to us. God gave us His Holy Spirit for the explicit purpose of allowing us to be able to learn and understand what God has made available. So how does He impart this miraculous information? Well, as we invest ourselves, as we spend quality time pondering, meditating, studying, and praying over the Word of God, Bible verses, Bible truths, what happens is that that hidden wisdom starts to become revealed. The Holy Spirit begins to open your ability, your capacity to understand. He begins to increase it so that things that in the past were puzzling, to say the least. For example, when I first read, He will teach you all things, I didn't have a clue what that meant years ago. Not a clue. I thought, how's He going to teach me all things? And why would He put teachers in the Bible? Why would He have pastors? If the Holy Spirit's going to teach me all things, why do I need anybody else?
It's a team partnership that we can learn.
But I didn't know that at the time. That's why you've got to invest yourself. See, the Holy Spirit begins to unfold God's deepest thoughts, and revelatory insights begin to be birthed into your spirit. That's a wonderful thing. That's a wonderful thing. Now, the Holy Spirit, verse 13. And I, what I've done with verse 13 is I have researched all the words that are involved and kind of rewritten it in a more understandable English. The Holy Spirit teaches you by interpreting, revealing, and communicating spiritual truths that before were unknown to you. He reveals spiritual truths to spiritual people. Spirit to spirit. Holy Spirit to your spirit. You begin to see things in the Word you didn't see before. You begin to understand truths that before were unclear. Even though you may have believed it, you didn't know how it was going to happen. How is it going to happen? Your sensitivity, as a byproduct, your sensitivity to the Holy Spirit continues to increase day by day, as well as your love for God. All of the things that Jesus has accomplished are available. All of them. But in order to appropriate them into our own lives, we need help. So God sent His Holy Spirit. He's there as our guide. He's our tutor. He is the one that unfolds the deep thoughts of God. But in order for you and I to understand those thoughts, we have to invest. How do we invest? We ponder, we meditate, we study. We connect. Connect with God. And listen. Listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit as He speaks to us and tells us things. Now, the Holy Spirit will never contradict the Word of God. Never. So if you hear something that contradicts the Word, it's not the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will always be in agreement. But much like as we started today, with the first scripture I looked at, which said He will teach us all things. That's the promise. Now I understand a lot more about that. How is He going to do it? He's going to focus on the things Jesus did for us. The things that Jesus made available for us. And then He's going to teach us how to appropriate them. How to receive them. How to walk in them. And He's going to do that by imparting it into your spirit. Not your intellect, but into your spirit. It turns into faith. 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 Believing God, that God is a miracle worker. And then that God is your miracle worker. Not just a miracle worker, but He's your miracle worker. It's understanding first what miracle is possible. And then understanding that God wants to do it. He wants to do it. And then understanding He wants to do it for you. And then He wants to show you how you can appropriate this miracle into your life. These are all steps. But they're all under relationship. As we relate to the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit's pretty smart. And we need His wisdom. We need it. If you will invest your life, your time, every day, portion thereof, with the Holy Spirit, reading the Word of God, studying the Word of God, pondering, praying over, even praying over. You pray over something. I've done that many times. I pray over a verse and say, Lord, I don't know what this means. And I don't always get an answer right away. In fact, rarely. That I got an immediate answer. Sometimes it took years. Sometimes it took a few weeks. But it comes. It comes. It comes because God wants you to know. He wants you to. He's not hiding it from you and me. But He also wants us to respect it. And not treat it as trite. Or trivial. God is His Word, and He wants us to respect it as such. But if we will, and we embrace it, it's amazing the miracles God will do for you. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you that the Word of God is a living Word. We thank you that you gave it to us because you love us. We thank you, Jesus, for the goodness and the graciousness that is in your heart towards us. Father, help us to understand your Word. Help us to comprehend. Help us to even hunger and thirst after your Word. We want to bless you this morning, Jesus. We want to bless you because you are the greatest person who has ever lived. And we're so thankful to you, Lord. We're thankful. There's no one like you, Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes, sir.
When you talk about evidence, that the Holy Spirit gives evidence, in some cases, the Holy Spirit will give something tangible to what is being said. And you will see a manifestation of the Holy Spirit when we talk about as in Cornelius, when the Apostle Peter was preaching and talking about Jesus,
mm-hmm.
the Spirit gave evidence to the people who were listening. So when something is preached about healing, the Holy Spirit will give evidence. It will not just give intellectual knowledge about healing. He will say, here it is. There's miracles, signs, and wonders happening in the service.
Mm-hmm.
And people are listening. So that's another area where the Holy Spirit sometimes is neglected. People will take it intellectually, but not believe that the Holy Spirit can actually say, I can show you right now what is being said and how it works.
Yeah, amen.
It really happens in a tangible way.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You can create an atmosphere, actually, just of healing,
that's
peace.
That's what happened to Cornelius. Mm-hmm. They were just listening to the Word of God. And the Holy Spirit says, I can show you not just about what Peter is talking about, I'm going to give it to you.
Yeah. When we were, many years ago, praying for whether the Holy Spirit was real or not in the Methodist Church, and whether the baptism was real or not, there were a lot of discussions back and forth. But after the pink cloud came through, there was no discussion anymore. All the questions were answered. It was an amazing, amazing thing to see. Yeah. Anyone else? Let me recommend to just take a moment or two and just ponder it. It's fresh. Let it soak a little bit. Even praying over, Lord, help it to go deeper inside. Open the eyes. That's where we have the prayer in Ephesians when it says, open the eyes of my understanding.